Wrangell's officials have been trying to figure out how to end a pet's life humanely when the veterinarian isn't around, which is often. The traveling vet, Judge Conniff, is only in town about 10 days a month. Police Chief Gene Meeks says Wrangell's vet is currently training him when the chance arises.
Training's been slow because there's not been a lot of animals put to sleep.
The police department has leftover narcotics from previous police chief Doug McCloskey, who helped euthanize pets until he retired 5 years ago. But Meek says it's crucial to get trained because of the harmful chemicals used in euthanasia.
You don't want to mess something like that up with somebody's pet. Just getting the balance of how much to use, and I don't think it'd take that much time.
Towards the end of December, an officer had to put down a senior dog, but not with proper medications. Instead, it was with a gun. Meek says the officer then helped box the dog up and did paperwork to fly it to Ketchikan for cremation.
Most likely they would have brought the dog to Judge, or Judge would have went there and I would have went there. Okay. Then I would have got a training session.
Meek, who was hired on as police chief last summer, says he would be operating under the Wrangell Vets licensing.
Before I took the job, this is one of those topics of discussion. And I was sitting on my couch in Soldotna reading up on the regulations of this. And the state, because that training fell apart, they don't have any new regulations to it. They haven't updated it. It's out of date. So we're kind of winging this.
The state's recommendations for training included a certification course recommended by the National Animal Care and Control Association. Another recommendation was getting trained by someone who was certified as a trainer by the Humane Society. Since the state statute took place, the National Animal Care and Control Association stopped approving courses. And additionally, the Humane Society doesn't support or certify trainings anymore. Another option is at the University of Florida, which doesn't seem to be that realistic to send someone from Wrangell for the training. Meek says this is specifically for pets who are at the end of their lives. Plus, not everyone has the means to send out their pets for end-of-life services.
This is about folks who legitimately are watching their animals suffer. It's not because they don't want their animal. That's a personal problem. You need to work through that and find another place to house your animal.
Meek says his training will continue until there have been enough euthanasias for him to start administering the narcotics himself. Additionally, Wrangell's veterinarian is also training his assistant, Trista Robinson. It is unknown when they will be fully trained. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.